RFK Jr., border hospitals packed with pregnant migrants, forcing American women to delay deliveries. By John Binder on June 7, 2023. Hospitals along the United States-Mexico border are so packed with pregnant migrant women that American women are being forced to delay their scheduled deliveries, Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, Kennedy visited the southern border to bring awareness to the issue of illegal immigration, which has skyrocketed under President Joe Biden. Kennedy said the illegal immigration problem under Biden is so straining for American border towns and beyond. Pregnant American women are having to delay their scheduled deliveries so that pregnant migrant women can be readily cared for at their local hospitals. Moms occupied 32 of 36 beds in Yuma Hospital maternity ward so that local moms had to delay induced pregnancies for 2 weeks, Kennedy wrote in a Twitter post. Unfortunately, the Biden administration has let its relationship with Mexico and the Central American countries deteriorate. And we need cooperative agreements with all of them to stop the flow of immigration, Kennedy told Breitbart News. Such cooperative agreements with Central America, supported by Kennedy, were imposed by the former Trump administration, but Biden canceled all of them after taking office. In February, Dr. Robert Trenchell of the Yuma Regional Medical Center detailed how in just 1 year, local taxpayers were left with $26 million in unpaid medical bills from border crossers and illegal aliens who showed up to the hospital needing care. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, found in research published months ago that illegal immigration costs the nation's hospital systems at least $23 billion annually. Roughly $8.2 billion of uncompensated medical care for illegal aliens is charged to taxpayers every year. From February 2021 to mid-April 2023, Biden has welcomed about 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the U.S., millions of whom were released directly into American communities by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.